Would you have a place, in the place where you kept your horses, you said you'd call them?
Right, a stable.
Okay. Besides the barn, would you have a place, a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Yes.
Do you know what that was called?
I see these big, there's a cow milking machine. And that's a place set aside for that. That's
yeah.
All kind of crazy, but be kept clean.
You know what that would be called?
No, I don't know. That's you say the milking facilities.
Yeah.
You can't somebody to go look for somewhere like that.
How do you keep hogs and pigs? In what sort of shelter?
Well, we'd say you got a hog pen.
Yeah.
Then your bigger farmers has things made to suit the hog. He has a concrete vat with water in it where his livestock can wash off. Keep clean, get hot.
Uh-huh.
When a man just got a hog or two, he puts him in a pen.
Yeah.
But the proper way to keep a hog is, as you say, rubbing the poultices from to where they can rub themselves and have that situated where a medicine that would take care of the lice. And a place for them to water in, which would be a concrete vat, something of that kind, where they have freedom of water.
Mm-hmm.
And a place where if you're feeding them feed or if you're feeding them swill, that's a place set aside for that.
Yeah.
Or you feed them in close places, particular places, where you do that work itself. But out in the field or out on the farm, you have the concrete vats and the water is plentiful, as you said.
What would you throw the feed into? You call it a
trough.
Okay. Did you have a place where you kept milk and butter?
Storage immediately after milking?
Yeah.
Well, that's all you preparing that, not, no doubt, to put it in the fridge. Now, I don't know what you'd call that.
Yeah, in the old days before you had refrigeration.
Pardon me?
Long days ago before you had refrigeration.
You'd prepare, you'd strain the milk. See, milk is milk, and then that milk is hand strained. And that depends on what you use. If you use bottled container, that milk is strained before it goes into there, and then no doubt if you have gallon cans, it's strained as it's milk and goes into your can.
Did you ever remember a trough near a stream, say where they put the stuff in the, they set jugs of milk or butter in there to keep them, or crocks of butter to keep them cold?
Oh, well, not streams. I know the well, home well,
uh-huh.
Where they got their water from. See, they set it down there into jugs or something, or watermelon, they want to keep it cold before we had all the electricity in the rural district. You set the watermelon, set the milk, as you say, into the container, keep it cool.